I have very bad news on the Standard Chartered Bonus Saver account, because this is going to be the final month where you can earn the relatively reasonable 5.55% per annum. Because from 1st of January 2026 onwards, there is going to be a revision in their benefits. And I'm going to share about this news. First of all, the very obvious change is that the interest for salary and spend criteria will drop from the current 1.5% per annum to become 1% per annum. So previously, these two will add up to around 3% per annum, but following the next year, it will become 2% per annum. Therefore, previously, when we talk about Standard Chartered Bonus Saver giving you 5.55% per annum, if you fulfill the salary, the spend, and the investment criteria, you get 5.55% per annum on your first 100K, right? So that's my current cash saving strategy mainly. But from 2026, January onwards, it's going to drop to 4.55% per annum if you fulfill the same criteria of salary, spend, and investment category. And you thought that is the worst change? Because that is not all. If we move on to the investment criteria, you will realize that the investment criteria is going to increase from the current $20,000 to $30,000. That's a good 50% increase. And that's not the worst one. The worst one is that you have to hold these investments without any withdrawal for the 6 months period. After that, then you will qualify for the investment interest criteria. So if you think critically about it, in the past, we just need to invest whether in unit trust or online equities using the Standard Chartered platform, and then we sell it on the same day when we have completed our trades or when the units are credited to our account, and we can just let our hands off, right? We let our hands off, we will qualify for the next 6 months. But this is not going to happen with the new terms and conditions. And it's going to be a very sad change, because if you really need to hold $30,000 of investments within SC platform without having to withdraw or sell away your investments, you're effectively locked into the ecosystem and you cannot make any changes. Otherwise, you will just forfeit the bonus interest for the investment criteria. So I guess this criteria is to really encourage people to put their AUM within Standard Chartered platform, so you don't withdraw your monies out and you can continue using their investment platform. So I guess that's the main reason. But for the rest of us who are just there for the interest reason, I think this may be the end of Standard Chartered Bonus Saver. Because if we just take out the investment criteria, it is just 1% from salary and 1% from card spend, the bonus saver card. And mind you, the bonus saver card does not earn you any cashback or miles or points that can, you know, give you any sort of benefit. It's really just $1,000 of opportunity cost that you could have spent on other cards. So I guess this is really the final month for December to talk about Standard Chartered Bonus Saver, because next year, I may not want to use it. But otherwise, for those of you who are still using, I think we are still unsure if we fulfill our investment criteria in December. Does it last for the next 6 months? No. Nobody can really confirm other than Standard Chartered. But I guess I'm on the optimistic side, okay? Because the terms and conditions only change from 1st of January onwards. So it's only effective from then. So if you qualify for December, I guess it will be effective for the next 6 months. But don't take my words for it, okay? I am not from Standard Chartered official, and this is not sponsored by them anyway. It's just that this is my own interpretation. We'll wait for further announcements until the official source from Standard Chartered from 1st January. But otherwise, I'm still using Standard Chartered Bonus Saver account for December on my first 100K of cash savings. And if you're optimistic like me and you want to lock in your investment criteria bonus interest, then I'm very sure you want to sign up for that account right now, and using my link and the code, you get some new user welcome rewards. So don't wait already. This one is really the final month. I'd rather you have the account first, then maybe January, you think about, hey, it's really not as what I said. Then you can either cancel the account or not use the account and leave it idle. But if you don't take action and open the account now, then there's really no chance of recourse really. So Standard Chartered Bonus Saver account holders, I urge you to really think about it, whether it is suitable for you. But you think about it, 2% salary and spend 2% per annum, it's very close to UOB 1 already, right? The 1.9%. But we won't talk about it because UOB 1 I already covered in my previous episode, where you know you use the same criteria, salary, credit, $1,600 plus the $500 credit card spend, you get 1.9% per annum on the first 150K. So you realize that all these bank accounts, high interest savings accounts, they're dropping their interest rates to 2% and below already. I'm very sure next on the chopping board is OCBC 360 already. So I've been highlighting this for the last 18 months already. Don't rely on bank savings account and high interest cash accounts anymore. Start investing. But if you really don't know what to start investing on, at least you just open an account and trading platform. You take advantage of their welcome rewards first. Okay. And for the purpose of this video, there will be no sponsors because I'm going to highlight a few of their promotions, which I think is still worth it. For example, Longbridge, new user, you can get 5% per annum for the next 365 days for new users. Existing users, you can also get 12% per annum on their latest existing user promotion for December. For existing users, all you have to do is just deposit cash funds and then you subscribe to $3,000 in Longbridge Cash Plus. Plus, you can also qualify for the whole and trick promo, which I already highlighted in my Telegram post, in my Telegram group. So if you really don't want to miss all these offers, come and join us at over 22,000 members at HoneyMoneySG. And don't forget, I also have a Christmas giveaway where you can participate as a new user who just used my link to sign up. And, you know, just fill up the Google form lah. Then I will choose 3 lucky winners to get a gift card. The next kind of high return promo is coming from USmart. Okay, their Maybank Money Market Fund new user promo, 10% per annum. It's going to end by 31st December soon. So you want to take action before it ends. And last one is from Weibo, because for Weibo, if you deposit 10k, you can get 280 Singapore dollars of Apple rewards plus up to 2% per annum of interest. Okay, valid for new users and also ending 31st December. Right, so all these promotions are not sponsored in this video. It's just that they are really time limited, so you don't want to miss them. Man, they can be a good alternative if you think about it. Like, you want to take out your funds, then where to put? If you're really a new user to all these platforms, you take advantage of it first lah. It's really at no cost to you lah. So I don't see why not. But if you were to ask me, like my current short-term plan, where should I put my cash? I guess the next best alternative is definitely HSBC, Everyday Global Account, or EGA in short. Okay, because every month they have this bonus interest campaign, and fingers crossed they're going to extend this in January. Now, the good news is the current December bonus interest campaign of up to 2% per annum is going to last for 3 months period. So December, January, and February. And if you play the ding-dong strategy, you can qualify for both December and next year, February. Okay, just that it is a tiered interest. So if you look at the terms and conditions, those HSBC customers with wealth holdings, then you'll get the top tier of 1.95%. bonus interest plus the 0.05% base interest. And that's not even including the 1% additional interest from the Everyday Plus Rewards program. So if you add up all together, it's going to be 3% per annum based on the incremental balance. Okay, for HSBC EGA, you really need to be very careful about the incremental fresh funds balance. That's how the ding dong strategy is, all right? 1 month, it goes to your main HSBC account. The other month, it can go to another account, be it another HSBC EGA or another bank account. Then following month, then you come back again. So that's how Ding Dong strategy works. For my own HSBC EGA account, I've accumulated 200k of AUM to qualify for HSBC Premier. So it's really the clean Premier account. And how I did that was that I transferred my stock holdings from Interactive Brokers, okay, 200,000 of Singapore dollars worth, to HSBC investment categories. So I will really not suggest you to put in like a cash amount of 200k to put in a fixed deposit of HSBC and whatnot, because there's going to be opportunity cost, and 200k of cash may be a lot to most people, but 200k of investments, I think you are just changing a platform, right, from Interactive Brokers out to HSBC. So that's what I did. The whole process took about 1 month when I visited HSBC Premier branch to meet my RM to fill up some forms. Yeah, so it is quite passive, but I guess it's the best way to maintain that 200k AUM for HSBC Premier. But don't worry if you cannot hit HSBC Premier. As a normal customer, as long as you have unit trust holding or stock holdings with HSBC investment, you can qualify for the wealth holding criteria. So I'm not too worried about that. Now, coming to a final suggestion on where to park your cash, I guess it's going to be DBS Multiplier. Because no change since my last video, at the highest tier, you can get 4.1% per annum based on the income fulfillment criteria, plus 3 categories. So what are these 3 categories that you can choose from? It's the credit card spend, it's the insurance, it's the investments, and the home loan category. So out of these 4, you just choose 3 and fulfill. And at the highest tier of $30,000 transaction volume, you can get 4.1%. So that's even higher than HSBC, right? So for those of you who are looking for a Standard Chartered bonus saver alternative, you may want to look at DBS Multiplier. So after mentioning all these bank account options, what is my real take? I guess from 1st January onwards, when the new Standard Chartered terms and conditions is out, you should go and check again, and I will post it again. Okay, check whether if you qualify for December, does it last for another 6 months? Or, you know, everyone just need to re-qualify from 1st of January again. Nobody really knows at this point in time until the new terms and conditions is out. If not, I would really prefer HSBC for less conditions. Or otherwise, if you can fulfill the 30K transaction volume plus the income and three categories, I would guess that DBS Multiplier is a very good alternative as well. So that's my real take after having reviewed all these bank accounts for more than 2 to 3 years now. And really, all these promotions from trading platforms, they are really ending very soon before 31st December. So you really want to sign up for either Longbridge, Usmart or Weboo, depending on what you like, and other platforms you can check in the description below. Okay, make sure you sign up for the promos before they end, because all these are quite high returns for the short amount of time as well. And if you want to know of 5 money things you should never miss out, especially before 2025 ends, then you can refer to this video right here.